SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Biden administration continues to make the case for additional aid to Ukraine.
The White House warns Congress that the U.S. will run out of funding to send weapons and assistance to Ukraine by the end of 2023. President Biden is requesting some $61 billion in additional aid. But House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans insist on border policy changes in this country as part of any Ukraine assistance bill.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The United States has organized a second aid flight into Gaza. White House spokeswoman Olivia Dalton says the U.S. provided 36,000 pounds of food and medical supplies. An Air Force C-17 aircraft delivered the items to Egypt, where they were to be transported into Gaza and distributed by United Nations agencies. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says an impeachment inquiry into President Biden is warranted.
Our committees of jurisdiction, oversight, judiciary, ways and means, Chairman Comer and Jordan and Smith have done an extraordinary job following the facts on this.
Johnson says the Biden administration's stonewalling has left the House with no choice.
If it's going to follow its constitutional responsibility to formally adopt an impeachment inquiry on the floor so that when the subpoenas are challenged in court, we'll be at the apex of our constitutional authority.
House Republicans preparing to vote to formally launch an impeachment inquiry in the coming days. U.S. employers posting 8.7 million job openings in October, the fewest since March 2021. The job market has shown surprising resilience, even as the Fed has raised its benchmark interest rate 11 times since March 2022 to fight inflation. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 100 points, but the NASDAQ is up 20. This is SRN News. Would you add a stranger in a strange land to your Christmas list?
The folks at Samaritan's Purse hope that you will. They're promoting their 2023 Christmas gift catalog, which allows people in this country to purchase things for poor people in third world countries. You can buy a filtering system for a family that has no clean water, or livestock for a herdsman in a place where such a gift will transform his life. Many gifts at numerous price points are available. The website is SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey of Muslims and Buddhists in Southeast Asia finds they are much more worried about Islamic extremists than the growth of Christianity. The Pew Research Center study examined religious attitudes in Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and Cambodia. Still, Christians in those countries are seen as a threat to their culture. This is SRN News. The city of Detroit is on track to record its fewest yearly homicides in nearly six decades.
Through November 30th, Detroit had recorded 228 homicides, an 18% decrease over the same period last year. In 2018, Detroit had 261 homicides, the fewest since the 214 homicides recorded in 1966. Officials on Monday credited a partnership between the city, Wayne County, and the state that improves coordination among agencies and courts. It also has resulted in a 36% drop in carjackings and 13% decrease in non-fatal shootings. Keith Peters reporting.
Human remains found in rural Indiana in 1982 have been identified as those of a Wisconsin woman who was 20 when she vanished more than four decades ago. The remains are those of Connie Lorraine Christensen. She had died from a gunshot wound. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.